back-to-back civil war Liberia fought, more than 250,000 people died. There had not been any form of accountability. Thousands of victims, most especially women who were used as sex slaves during the civil war, have not seen reparation, have not seen redress. No form of accountability have been called to the crimes that were committed in the civil war. And so we use the occasion to call on the U.S. government to encourage our president, President Weah, because he was one of the presidents that attended this Africa summit with the U.S., so that he could commit to establishing a war crimes court that would prosecute alleged perpetrators.
What is the reception to this idea of a war crimes court here in the United States and in Liberia?
In the U.S., where I am right now, our long week intervention that is on Capitol Hill, we had the opportunity to visit Congress and had very impactful meetings with a number of congressional offices. And we also had the opportunity to be with State Department, the Office of Global Criminal Justice, that is the Ambassador for War Crimes. We met Hall, and of course, after our meeting with Hall, she was already on her way to release a letter because she visited Liberia in October. And the account of some of the things she had in her letter was giving a reflection on the need that people expressed on the ground in Liberia that they wanted justice. So that still lives on. People have not seen justice, and of course, that have not been laid to bed. And we also want to see that, given that we go into elections 2023, to what extent transparent elections will be done, elections will be guided without any forms of violence that will strengthen and give room for people to exercise their human rights when it comes to election. But at the same time, the parade of alleged perpetrators, who most of them want to take political positions so they will protect themselves in parliament, will also serve as a barrier and promote the cause of impunity, because there will be no way you can hold people accountable if those things happened. So our visit to Washington gave us some sense of reflection, some sense of positive openings that have given us the opportunity to keep the conversation ongoing.